The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crap thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What? Orange Mocha Frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
I'm tired of being traded. That's not a good thing, but I just want to be where I'm wanted. I like it here. I mean, it hasn't been as planned, but I definitely want to be here. We have a real chance to win the NBA championship, and I want to be a part of it.
That was Isaiah Thomas talking about his situation in Cleveland. In Cleveland anymore. He is the newest member of the Denver Nuggets. Free agent guard Isaiah Thomas has agreed to a 1-year, $2 million deal with the Nugs. League sources told ESPN this was broken by Adrian Wojnarowski. Troy Rank, Zach Bye hanging out in for the fellas this morning. What do you make of this?
I'm intrigued. Isaiah Thomas 2 years ago was an MVP candidate. In the postseason, he was a terrific performer, averaged nearly 30 points a game, Zach. The guy I saw last year never got over the way he was done dirty in Boston, never wanted to be in Cleveland, could not. His heart was broken and his hip. And he and LeBron clashed. It was like having a mole in their locker room. He goes to L.A. It didn't really fit because he didn't want to be a sixth man. And that is my one concern. He played for Mike Malone. He likes Mike Malone. So there's a belief it can work, but is it going to stunt the development of Jamal Murray? Is that worth that? That's the part I need to see. If he's Vinny Johnson, the microwave coming off the bench and scoring, I like that. If it's I need to score 26 points a night to get paid, I don't like that because he needs the ball in his hand too much.
Next in the Morning Brew.
Well, the plan is quite simple. In order for you to be competitive year in and year out, and to have an opportunity to win a championship, then you need to have a quality organization.
That is the voice of Derek Jeter talking about the Miami Marlins. I don't know if you saw this story, Troy. The Miami Marlins set a new record low attendance on Wednesday night. Troy, they drew just 5,000 fans. Unbelievable. Just a tick over 5,000 to a pro baseball game. I think it was Marlins Brewers. Brewers are a pretty good pretty good baseball team this year. What do you make of that?
I love this sad Hulk music. Again, my favorite Hulk line, Mi casa, su casa, el Hulko. He was in the desert, lost, and he got invited into a trailer home. It's one of the great, it was more cheesy than Velveeta. It was so funny. What do I make of it? I'm not surprised. I've been at Rockies Marlins games, and the Rockies, when I covered them those last few years, weren't exactly a great draw. And there was 10,000 announced attendance. It was probably 6,000 in the house. They've stripped it to bare bones. They have a plan in place. I've always said the easiest thing is to tear it down. The hard part's to get good. Anyone can say we're rebuilding, and it buys you time. Our prospects are the next wave's always coming. I get it. Again, the easy part's tearing it down. The hard part is tearing it down and getting good again. But that's embarrassing. It's embarrassing in every way. And where I get offended was I was here when the Rockies became in existence. And everyone in the country, including Major League Baseball, it felt like the other teams, the Colorado Rocky Mountain region will never support baseball. It's a cow town. There's no market for it. Florida, 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 Florida. It's all we ever heard. Tampa Bay and Miami are a joke markets. And Miami has no more excuse. They have a beautiful stadium.
They do.
I've covered, 16 games or whatever it is. A palace. Nobody still comes to the games. Nobody. They're a fair weather fan base. They've won 2 championships and still nobody comes to the games. So it's embarrassing. Jeter, and he's on notice now. I mean, we'll see. I like Derek Jeter, the player. I don't know about Derek Jeter, the executive. Michael Jordan, I loved as a player. Michael Jordan, the executive, not so much. So we'll see.
And the thing is, Troy, if they're advertising that there's 5,000 fans at the game, it's probably closer to 3,000.
I covered a game of Montreal versus the Rockies the last year of Expo Stadium in Montreal. There were announced attendance, I think, let's say it was 4,000. There were roughly 400 people there. Instead of a cleaning crew, they had a hotel maid come over and clean the stadium by herself.
Stop!
I'm not kidding. She had to clean like 4 aisles. It was like she had the top row of the hotel. There was nobody there.
That is,
it was friends
way
and
too funny.
Friends and family night. Like, nobody there.
Next in the Morning Brew.
Mundy's first pitch belted high and deep to right center field. Trumbull going back, way back, going, and gone, goodbye. Bang, zoom goes Harper on the first pitch he sees tonight.
That was Nationals Radio, Bryce Harper highlight there. Home run derby participants. For me, Troy, lacking some star power outside Bryce Harper. You got guys, Max Muncy, Javier Baez, Kyle Schwarber, Freddie Freeman, Jesus Aguilar, Alex Bregman. You know, some good baseball players, but it's not the Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton type of names that I'm used to hearing, Mike Trout, around this contest. What's your interest level in the Home Run Derby?
I like it if it's, they've changed it where the format where it goes more quickly. And I would say, Zach, do you know that the Cubs exist? They have star power. If you're a Cub and you're in this, you are a national figure. Javier Baez will be Domingo Ayala. He will be swinging out of his heels. So he will be entertaining. I guarantee you. And Kyle Schwarber has as much raw power, even though he's dropped about 30 pounds, as much raw power as anybody in the game right now. So, but I would say the star power from this contest is Bryce Harper's hair. That alone. So I'd say number one, Harper. Number two, Harper's hair. Number three, Baez. Four, Schwarber.
I just don't want to see the Home Run Derby go the way of the slam dunk contest. It's not like there's not great slam dunks and athletic dunks every year, but we're not seeing the Jordan, Dominique, Kobe, T-Mac, Vince participate anymore. We're seeing Gerald Green and, you know, Victor Oladipo. I hope that they're able to retain stars moving forward, because my interest, I know personally, will wane a little bit. Next in the Morning Brew.
But what JJ's done, I mean, nothing surprises me with JJ. He really cares about Houston. He cares about people. That's a great thing.
J.J. Watt, once again, just steps up to the plate, donates $10,000 to the family of a fallen Wisconsin firefighter. This guy, J.J. Watt, continues to just embody what is good about a professional athlete.
Remember, when he did the thing for Houston, I think his goal was, what was it, like $100,000, $200,000?
Something
like that. Ended up, $30-plus million. And it has, in some ways, transformed him, because I think he's always been a good guy. But, you know, there was this, some people think it was, is it an eyewash thing? Did he really mean it? And everything that you've seen this last year is, it's deep-rooted. He cares about people. I've covered Astros games where he was at. You know, we're helping people. I've covered, you know, Texans, Broncos games where, I mean, J.J. Watt off the field, I don't know that anyone has had a greater 12 months in the history of sports than he has in terms of philanthropy / charity. I mean, it's in the sheer amount, nobody has. So good for him. Good for J.J. Watt. You know, everyone always accuses us in the media, those stories don't receive enough attention. I will say his has.
Oh, his has, for sure.
Deservedly so, because he has made a real impact in his community.
He has. And for those who would say, and I've heard that sentiment that you sort of touched on briefly, saying that, he's doing it for show. What does it matter? What does it matter to you? He's trying to help.
Yeah, at the end of the day, he's helping.
Right.
However he gets to that, it doesn't matter. And I think he was shocked at the outpouring. And I think it's transformed him, frankly. I've seen a different version of him. Like, I think initially it was like, I just want to help, like a lot of guys. Then I think it's overwhelmed and transformed him, the way he's impacted his community in Houston.